We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chukwi Show coming to you live here on a Thursday evening. Well, it is opening day at the Masters. Good to see golf back here in the state of Georgia in the springtime. Lots of storylines going into this tournament, of course, as always. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy that we always like to turn to when it comes to these big events. Our buddy Will Gray is joining us. You can check him out at NBC Sports. He does a lot of betting work and such, different content for golf, Premier League, NASCAR, and such. Follow him on Twitter at Will Gray GC. Will, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta tonight.
Yeah, happy to be back with you guys.
You know, obviously, wind has played a little bit of a factor today. The greens are obviously playing very fast. We've seen a lot of balls rolling all over the place. What else tangibly do you think is the difference between what we saw in the fall and what we're going to see this weekend?
Yeah, these are about polar opposites. What you saw in November will not be replicated this week. The 20 under par tournament scoring record that Dustin Johnson shot a few months ago. The winning score this week might be 10 under par the way they're going right now. As you mentioned, there's a little bit of wind. There's some weather factors involved, but you also have to remember that Augusta National, they've got some tricks up their sleeve. They can really control how firm and how fast the course is going to play. They can remove moisture at a moment's notice. And clearly, you know, for anyone watching on TV, these greens right now are not green. They're brown in spots, maybe a little purple, and that shows just how firm and how difficult they are playing right now, and the scores are reflecting it. You've got Justin Rose that's out to a big lead and a bit of a surprise, but other than that, anything at or under par is a really good score today.
Do you feel like, Will, that this is just a maybe like a one-day adjustment for these guys to kind of get back in the groove of playing at this time of year at Augusta? Or do you think that this is going to be something all weekend long that guys are going to be trying to navigate their way through and try to get solid footing underneath them?
A little bit is going to be in Mother Nature's hands. There's forecast says maybe you're going to get some rain Friday into Saturday, but if it's not a significant amount of rain, this is going to be a four-day storyline, because it's not just that this course is playing different because it's in April as opposed to November. Talking to some of the veterans, the guys that have played here 10 and 20 years, they have to think back to when it was this firm and this difficult. They're saying, well, you know, maybe 2017, maybe 2014, but it has been several years since we've seen the course quite as difficult as it is right now. I mean, 2018, Patrick Reed was 15 under, Tiger was 13 under when he won a couple of years back. So we're used to seeing guys really take it deep. And I just don't think that's going to be the case this week. It's going to be something where it's going to be a four-day struggle, and you can have double bogey lurking at a moment's notice.
You mentioned Justin Rose out to a big lead already. What do you think has been the difference with him versus the rest of the field, where he's more than double the scores already on some of the other guys?
Yeah, I have no idea what golf course he's playing, but it is not the Augusta National that the other 87 guys are facing. He is just lights out right now coming down the stretch, rolling in putts. He's almost holding some approach shots. And it's amazing to think that he's doing it this week of all weeks. I mean, we've seen him play well at this course before. Memorably, he lost that playoff to Sergio Garcia in 2017, but his health has been a real factor in the last few weeks. He had to withdraw at Bay Hill last month. He also withdrew from the Players' Championship. So we haven't even seen him in competition in over a month. So there were question marks this week about his health and even whether or not he'd be good enough to play. And now all of a sudden he's not only playing, but he's playing well enough to basically lap the field. He's about to close out a 65, and there's no score on the board better than a 69. So we're talking about Justin Rose as a leader, and it seems like he's going to have a healthy lead going into the second round.
Bryson DeChambeau, obviously one of the more polarizing guys. And if you wanted a nice kind of behind-the-scenes look at the course as far as pine straw beds and around clubhouse areas and things, he's been all over places on the course that you normally don't have cameras on. But I will say he's done a pretty good job of his short game catching up. And we know he's the biggest hitter on the tour. Does his short game, you know, do you think that over 4 days he's got enough in the chipping and putting department that if he can just keep it, you know, at least close on the fairway, that he can make some moves in this tournament?
He's taking the patron's approach. When you go to Augusta National, you want to see all the nooks and crannies. You want to get in between the trees, maybe get a good picture for Instagram and all that. But not exactly the best approach to take if you're actually playing. I think it's going to be an uphill battle for Bryson this week, not only just to get back into contention, but just to make the cut tomorrow. I mean, he definitely has that ability, but it's going to take something under par. He's going to have to really straighten it out, and I just don't see him as a guy who's going to alter his game plan. He's going to continue to be aggressive, and as we saw today, that was leading to some really high variance off the tee where he's not missing by 5 or 10 yards. He's missing by 20 or 30 yards, and eventually those sort of shots really add up quickly, especially at Augusta National. You mentioned his short game has kind of saved him a few times, and it's kept him in the mix, but I just have a hard time seeing him or Rory McIlroy, for that matter, another notable guy that's several shots over par. Rory shot 76. That's a big mountain to climb when you're facing a course as difficult as this and a field as talented as this one.
Golf analyst Will Gray joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we look at the first round of Masters today. Normally I ask guys like yourself for names of guys to watch out for this weekend, but one name that I enjoyed watching today, I thought Webb Simpson played really well today, and I think I look at him as a guy that if you're, you know, he's had two straight top 10 finishes, if you're looking for maybe another guy to kind of break through, he's my guy this weekend. I'll ask you about him and if there's another name that you're watching as well.
Yeah, I would go with him and another name that's tied at 2 under with him and Patrick Reed. And I like both of them because they're experienced, because they're veterans. Patrick Reed, of course, has won here before. Webb Simpson has a U.S. Open title to his credit, so he knows what it takes to win a major. But I do think that given the course conditions and given what we're going to see over the next few days, you need to have that experience on your side. You need to understand some of the subtle breaks and nuance of this course. You have to be able to handle the pressure that's only going to ratchet up from here. We've already seen what a difference it makes today, just having some patrons on the course versus in November. It was so quiet and eerie without anyone there. So it's going to start to feel more and more like a major as the weekend progresses. You're going to need a little bit of help from Justin Rose if anyone's going to catch him. Clearly, if he plays anything close to as well as he played today, he's going to be difficult to beat. But I do think that if I'm looking down the list, the guys in the top 10 that can potentially make a run, I think that Webb Simpson and Patrick Reed both have that major credit in caliber to their credit, and I think that they're both guys that could get it done.
Dustin Johnson goes from 20 under to 2 over today. What were his issues, and you know, how quickly does he get things straightened out? Can he get it done by tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a sour taste for him. He kind of got it back to even, which seemed like a pretty good score, and then he made a very sloppy double bogey on the 18th hole, and it snapped a run of 11 straight rounds for DJ at the Masters under par. So that goes to show just how difficult it's playing. The world number one really struggled throughout the day. Just didn't get in a lot of momentum. Birdies are hard to come by at this course for sure. But now all of a sudden, you know, when he was sitting there at even or one under, he's right there in the mix a couple shots off. Now all of a sudden he's going to be 9 shots behind Justin Rose heading into the second round. That's a significant deficit against a guy who has a major to his credit and has played well here before. So DJ, of all people, can figure it out. Clearly, he barely broke a sweat last year, made only 4 bogeys across 72 holes, but he's going to need to find it pretty quickly during Friday's second round if he's going to get back into the mix and have realistic chances of going back-to-back.
You know, Will, we were talking a bit in our bullpen area. You know, Phil Mickelson shoots 3 over today, but just physically looking at him on the course, it is striking to see this new Phil, this new physically different looking Phil Mickelson out there. I mean, what's the genesis of that? Why did it finally just kind of kick in and say, okay, let's get my body right, let's get my physique right, and you know, I don't know if it's just trying to compete with some of the younger guys, but it is striking when you see him on the course now.
Yeah, I think to your point there at the end, that's really where it came from, that he got into his late 40s. I mean, this isn't something that came up 3 months ago. This is something that has been a couple of years in the making of, you know, just talking to him and understanding, you know, a lot of the restrictive dieting stuff that he's done and the coffee and the fasting and all sorts of things that he's tried to basically prolong his career. He more than maybe anyone else of this generation has had a leg up on Father Time to be able to, you know, play the last 20 or 30 years basically injury free and still be able to contend and win on the PGA Tour into his late 40s. Now he's on the other side of 50. And, you know, eventually it catches up to everyone. It seems to be catching up to Phil a little bit. The results are starting to slide. He's outside the top 100 in the world rankings for the first time in his career. But I think he looked at some of the physical stuff and he thought, all right, this is going to be a way for me to maybe buy another 2 or 3 years of competitive ability. That eventually, you know, you're going to hit that slide. It happens in every sport. It happens to every athlete. But I think that he really looked at it as, this is a way for me to, instead of, you know, deteriorating at 49, maybe I can push it to 52 or 53 and just buy a little bit of extra time, because he's so much of a strong competitor. He loves being in the mix at these big tournaments, at the majors, especially at Augusta National, where he's had so much success. And that's where I think you saw so many of those radical changes that have resulted in those physical changes that we see now.
Well, I want to ask you before we get out of here, this study about distance that is kind of the internet buzz, if you will, about the fact that, you know, guys are hitting it, you know, longer and further, and you know, course designers are having trouble keeping up with guys in the distance. They were talking about some of the courses that have gone in the last handful of years, some 7,000 yard courses to 7,600. What do you make of it? To be honest with you, I think it's a lot ado about nothing, but it is interesting. I mean, just in reading and just, you know, the way the evolution of the game, I guess, has evolved.
I will say that it is catnip for golf content people like me. Listen, this is the topic that I feel like we've been talking about this for 10 years and nothing really has changed. They're getting a little bit longer. Clearly, Bryson is doing it on a different level than everyone else, but I just don't think that this is a topic that's going to go away anytime soon. I mean, there's a large contingent and a groundswell that is calling for, you know, sweeping overhaul of golf course architecture, and we need to roll back the ball and roll back equipment. I mean, I don't see that happening anytime soon. There's a lot of people with skin in the game that want to make sure that they're still, you know, churning out brand new equipment that's going to make it go longer and farther for guys like you and me, let alone the guys that are on tour. You know, we're talking about it, if the ball is going too far, of the top, you know, 0.01% of the game. And, you know, does the ball go too far for a 7 handicap? Probably not. Does the ball go too far on the LPGA? Definitely not. So it's a nuanced topic. It's not one with a lot of easy solutions. And I do think that it's something that, listen, if we have this interview next year for the Masters, I'm sure we're still going to be talking about it.
On Twitter, at Will Gray GC. He's always our guy we go to when it's time for one of the big golf tournaments. Will Gray, join us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. As always, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta. Enjoy the Masters this weekend.
You as well. Always good to catch up with you guys.
You got it. We'll be back. John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.